I don't know.
Really? You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true? Is it bull? You decide. That's right.
Sure, it's true. Hey, tape recorder. Listen to this.
Welcome to a very, very special Finding Nemo.
Oh, it's special.
Episode 311 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. All
right.
Brought to you by House of Hughes, J&T Mechanical, and recorded live from the RV capital of the world, Tactical Finish, Nemosa Studios in Tarleton, Texas. Also brought to you by Big E's Garage.
All right.
Oh, my God, Big E. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Redline
Guns, uh-huh. First Do Lawn Care. You know, all of these places, Nemo Graphics, Bull Entertainment, all of these sponsors, all these awesome people, the Reyes Agency, Tom and his boys over there off of Hildebrand. If you need insurance, contact Tom Reyes.
Yes, and he is locally owned and operated, has his own business, so it's like, come to Tom Reyes, mind your own business.
That's right, that's right. Don't touch me there.
Sure.
Okay, so like I said, it's a very special Finding Nemo edition. It's today is March 27th, 2024.
Oh, so that makes it Wednesday. How about you, Brussels? Are y'all in a Wednesday right now?
I think it's still Wednesday, at least for another couple hours.
Come on.
But today is your birthday. Happy birthday.
Carry on.
50 years old. Unbelievable.
Yeah, thank you. There's only one person over there at the firehouse who told me happy birthday.
That was me when I picked you up.
Yeah, so nobody else remembered, so I'm going to be here. There was one person that did remember, and that is the ARF Ferry.
ARF Ferry?
Yeah, the Aircraft Rescue Firefighting Ferry.
Gotcha.
Comes around and drops off a little cheer every now and then. It is so cool. So when I got out the gate at the firehouse, lo and behold, there was a little gift sitting there on the curb waiting for me.
And what was it? What was it? What was it?
It was Elvis Midnight Snack. It is a lovely 35% alcohol by volume, which makes it 70 proof.
Right.
Peanut butter, banana, and bacon-flavored whiskey.
Wow.
Let's give it a try. Here's going to start my birthday.
You said peanut butter, banana, and bacon?
And bacon.
Huh. Let's try this.
What do you smell? I can smell for sure the peanut butter.
I smell the peanut butter. That's it. Now, here's the thing, though.
Elvis took the bacon.
When you taste it, though, as soon as I taste it, it reminds me of the banana Now and Later. So it's an artificial banana flavor. They didn't really put bananas in here, I'm guessing. So you have to go with the artificial flavor, which makes it taste like a Now and Later.
Okay.
Is it the Now and Later or the ones that are kind of chewy, the Laffy Taffy maybe? The banana Laffy Taffy.
There's a little bit of Elvis in each drink.
Yeah. Huh. I've got a suspicious mind right now.
Yeah, I'm caught in a trap.
Wow, I can't look back.
Huh.
I don't love you.
Well.
Too much, baby. Well, that was good. That was good. Let's try something else.
Okay.
Let's try some New Amsterdam mango-flavored vodka.
Just so you know, this is all part of Vic's Liquor Picker.
Yeah, and it was recorded off-studio about 3 or 4 days ago, so we're not really drinking at 10 in the morning.
Oh, it's good. Mm. It was good.
The mango New Amsterdam mango vodka.
Not to be confused with New Amsterdam.
Right, because that's the other bacon one.
Yeah.
Piggly Wiggly.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. I mixed mine with some 7-Up and Monster. Not bad. When you put it in a virtual country shot glass.
Don't forget to get those. Go on our website and start ordering all sorts of merch, would you please?
Yes. You know what else this would go good with? And I know you know what I'm going to say with it. If you put some tahini on the rim or some chili flakes, that would be good because it'd give you a little spice kick to it. It's got that sweet. It needs the kick.
If I could just have the taste of brisket on everything for the rest of my life, I would do that.
Well, I could put some meat in your drink if you want.
Because, you know, Because I'll tell you what, some of those cooks over there at Fire Station 23's, they can really bring the flavor out of a composition book, because that's what it tastes like sometimes. You know who you are.
Wow. So one of those guys is into construction, so his brisket tastes like construction paper.
Yeah, it's wow. And it's not from Bob the Builder.
Wow. Ba-dum-bum. Speaking of names and catchy names like your name is Timothy Menchaca, but you are... We've been calling you Nemo ever since.
I don't even answer to that name anymore.
To Timothy?
All Nemo, because I'm very, very hard of hearing.
What?
And I can hear Nemo, Nemo instead of Tim.
What?
Tim.
Oh,
Tim.
That's cool.
Nemo.
No wonder when I call you and it does that. But where did you get the name from? Was it from Finding Nemo, the movie?
No. I have...
So it's been longer than that.
Not too many people know where my name comes from.
Okay, well, it's try to stay sober. Let's get to the end of the story.
If anybody out there knows where my name came from,
wow,
send us an email.
Wow, why?
And what's the email going?
TrueBullVirtualCast@yahoo.com.
Okay, send it. And if you are correct with the answer, we'll send you a cash prize of
$0.04.
All right.
Okay, so we'll do that. How did I get my name, you ask?
Yes.
How did I get my name, you ask?
Yes.
Nemo, how did I get my name, you ask?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, it's a little known story. There is a movie called The Goonies. But that is not how I got my name. You know, Goonies never die. But the Goonie came before the movie, just like Nemo, yours came before the movie as well.
Don't we all?
sometimes you come during the movie.
Okay.
But anyway, so... when I was a kid, as far back as I could remember, the one name that I remember them calling me was Kiney. I don't know why they called me Kiney. I think that's because I was trying to say Gregory, and I couldn't say it. So
there were certain...
I was six.
Variables. I mean, you would say Gigi, Kiney, Gooey, and finally Goonie came out of your mouth.
So you called me Goonie.
Yep. That has been ever since you were... 4 months and six, 4 months and 6 minutes old.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
Man, look at that.
So
I like your record keeping, but that also got us thinking, you know, about things we could do, segments that we could add to the show.
Yeah. Something that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we're really lacking in the funny part. But we came up with a new, segment called Name That Goon. So basically, we're gonna give y'all hints on famous goons, and not just people named Goon. I'm just, you know, because a goon back in the day was like, say, Al Capone. What did he do? He never got in trouble.
Did you say Al Carbon?
Al Cabron. He never got in trouble for murders and this and that because he never went and did anything himself. He sent his goons out.
Yes.
So his people, his lackeys.
Okay, now I'm getting it.
So
now.
Famous bad people is what we're talking about. So let's give them some.
And that's to include supervillains as well?
Supervillains, everything, whether it's a real person, a historical person,
surely
a famous baddie
there's
somehow.
There's more than 10 goons out there.
Famous baddies, you know. I mean, you know, one of them could be, you know, Dirk Gozano.
Wyatt.
Wyatt Fest. But yeah, it could be fictional people, famous people, real people, cartoon people, movie people. So this one.
You've got a name already.
Yeah, I can't say.
Okay,
how are we
going to guess this? Who's going
to
win?
Whoever wants to call in, whoever wants to listen and email us, or you know, come to the website and put it on our when we post it.
So the first time stamped person to answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you make it on email, go ahead. If you listen on from Facebook and check the link there.
What if I win?
You're the one who told me. Oh. You gave me the clues.
Remember? Okay. Remember when I'm not supposed to know.
When we didn't have a script.
Just go.
No script.
Just go.
Okay. So this one, I can't say it's from a movie or from a cartoon. Or from a TV show, or, you know, because it's all of those.
Godzilla.
It's getting close. Yeah, it was close. But this person, this goon, has been played by many, many people over the years.
Susan Lucci.
No.
No.
Okay. You're getting closer, though.
Okay.
He's been played by John Cryer in one version.
Okay.
You know, Ducky.
Okay, let me write it down.
Ducky from Pretty in Pink.
Mm-hmm.
He also came out in, what was it, a 2.5 Men or 3.5 Men or whatever, that one with the guy and the Aston Champlain.
2.5 Cups?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not that guy. All right. But he played that character in one version of these goons. Okay. He was also played by Giancarlo Esposito. You remember Gus Fring from Breaking Bad?
I do not, but make some more obscure references.
He voiced him as well. He voiced him. Oh, voiced him. So now,
how many
now,
clues are you going to give?
Oh my God! I'm going to give you a couple of more.
About this? If nobody guesses, more clues come in, and the cash prize gets higher.
Diminishes. Hey, if I'm giving you more clues, I'm making it easier. You're getting less, baby.
Okay, well, then you're wrong.
We're going to call this not only Name That Goon, we're going to call it Stump the Chump. And
we did that last night.
Whoa. Okay.
Right now, I don't have a clue.
Well, let me give you one more before we cut it for the week, and then we'll try to pick it up next week if nobody's
there. This is good.
Here we go.
I got like a studio boner going on right now.
What?
Nothing.
Wow. Okay. The last clue before we move on to the studio boner. He's also been played by famous actor Jesse Eisenberg.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm done. I have no idea.
Neither do I. I was just making up names. That's cool. Let's go to another segment. You were saying something earlier about how we can you were looking at your studio, your software,
dude. We got an update on my software.
Really?
Of course, it cost a thrifty nickel, but now
50 nipples,
I can separate stems.
Whoa.
And to the layperson, that's dividing vocals,
what,
drums,
what,
keyboard,
what,
tracks,
what,
separate them into each channel,
what,
and manipulate them. Woo! Like the government.
Oh yes.
So wait. Some awesome stuff, but
uh-oh,
there's a couple of things that I wanted to mix together.
Uh-huh.
And instead of moving each stem around, I wanted to combine them.
What?
So they have now a merge button that the entire thing could get merged, and you have to do is move a single stem now, which makes life so much easier.
I don't mean to cut you off there.
That's my studio boner.
Studio boner in the studio. What?
Let's stop right there.
I don't think.
Thank you to the lovely people at Mixcraft Pro Studio.
Wow.
Build 94596 10.5 Pro.
Wow.
Outstanding. Wow. DAW. And to the layperson, the DAW is a digital audio workspace.
Oh, that's what it means. I always thought it meant that, you know,
no.
From the Rapping Duke. DAW, DAW.
I can separate those stems now.
Hey, sure, I wrestled the cattle and tended the sheep.
No.
But my main concern was rapping to the beat. I don't bother nobody. I'm a real nice guy, kind of laid back like a dead fly.
Does he really know the words to this?
This is the time when people say it's definitely scripted, because nobody could know that. But yet,
moron.
Yet here I am. Did you just say moron?
Again, thank you to all our sponsors for letting us and allowing us to upgrade the studio
as we go along.
It is so awesome, because now life becomes a little bit simpler when we have good equipment.
Wow.
Sounds like my first marriage.
So now we've got everything that we need except for an excuse why we're not doing it.
So what you're
saying basically is we could take a song,
mm-hmm,
and if we wanted to remove the bass part of it, we could just remove the bass part,
right,
and it wouldn't be like all jangly.
We wouldn't
have to go back and record everything ourselves.
And with now that we're combined with True Bowl Entertainment, anybody who wants to come in here and
put together a demo,
we can produce it faster, quicker, and better.
Wow.
Very nice.
Dude, that's game changer right there.
Yeah, we're going to be thousandaires pretty soon.
We're going to be da billionaires.
Right.
We're going to be da bloons. Wow.
Did you say da goon?
Maybe. Hey, you know.
Okay, so we have no idea. I don't see anybody emailing us
yet.
So they might not know either. I'm getting a whole bunch of shout outs on the Facebook for a happy birthday.
I'm getting a lot of shut ups.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
So,
but there is one shout out we'd like to get. We played this this past weekend, and it was a tough game time decision because our brother had fallen ill.
Yep.
So we were going to have to cancel, and canceling the day of, it pretty much is a deal breaker for anybody.
Yeah, it kind of says we don't want to play at your place.
Yeah, so we pushed on.
Definitely didn't want
persevered.
To do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We constituted.
Whoa, we crepitated.
Uh huh. And we made it happen, and we played, and they loved us there at the Texas Dog Co.
Beautiful
dog
place.
Company.
Unbelievable place. Food truck, family friendly, dog friendly. Kid area, play area. They had
centrally located,
central, too. 410 and I-10 right there at Callahan and Huebner. Also, volleyball courts. Mm-hmm. But three or four different food trucks showed up. Great barbecue, sandwiches, everything.
There's cornhole out there, but you know they didn't supply it. There was just a couple out there that was... Anyway.
There were cornhole.
There's some great people out there.
Yeah, and some of them are very, very... unshy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially that one dog that came up to me while I was playing something from Goo Goo Dolls, and he came over and humped my leg beat of the music. That was just amazing.
That was your son.
Oh.
DJ Renation. Thank you for humping your dad's leg.
Again.
More time. But yeah, it was a good time. It was a great time. It was a not terrible day. hopefully we will be back there very soon. The other thing, a lot of people were there enjoying the NCAA.
The Spurs lost that night.
NCAA basketball.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
We should have a script because I don't remember any of this stuff. Okay, so go on. I'm sorry.
So anyway, so there we were, bare-assed in Brooklyn.
Oh, that was scripted.
God dang right.
All right.
So we were watching, you know, some of the Longhorns lose to Tennessee.
I am so sorry.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm sorry.
I'm just so sorry.
I'm sorry because I had them in my final four.
No, not because of them.
Three of my four teams are still in it, in the hunt. I got UConn, UNC, or North Carolina, and Houston. Texas blew it for me.
The planet Houston?
Kentucky blew half of my wad in one of my brackets. But so
what's the Sweet 16 right now?
Oh, my gosh. Sweet 16 right now, you've got Clemson and Arizona.
Okay.
You got Alabama and North Carolina.
I know who's going to win there.
Uh-huh. Then you got Illinois and Iowa State. And then UConn and San Diego State. So
San Diego State, what are they? They were seeded, what, nine?
Five. They're a five. They're the lowest seed. Clemson at a six was the top on that date. Friday coming up, you got number two Marquette and NC State.
They are still in it.
Yeah,
State,
11.
Way to go,
11
guys.
Seed. Gonzaga and Purdue, Creighton and Tennessee, and then Houston and Duke. I think that Houston and Duke winner is going to be one of those could go all the way. Houston's real good, but if Duke can beat Houston, oh, man, watch out for those bastards.
Why don't y'all just chime in for the Elite Eight? And the Final Four.
Right.
Send us your bracket on the email.
Man, let me tell
Come
you.
Come on, and we'll get you some of this Elvis Midnight Snack.
That's peanut butter. That's right.
Banana and bacon whiskey.
Yeah, how do you pick your bracket? Do you pick
sideways?
Yes, I do mine. It's like a blind pick. I don't watch any basketball during the year. And then right the day before the tournament starts, I go ahead and pick. Right now I'm at 87% right now, so I'm not...
I pick the Ducks.
If I start watching basketball, there's no way I'm going to get 87%.
I know. And the Panthers? Mm. Oh, they're in the hunt.
They're in the hunt.
Watch them.
Red October. Also, I did want to mention this coming weekend, Easter, of course, on Sunday. But also Sunday, we've got the San Antonio Brahmas spring football starting up again. I know Jason Leroy is going to be out there tailgating in Lot C.
A good friend.
Yep.
Excellent bass player.
Yep. And
bring it.
Podcast extraordinaire. We're going to try to get him on maybe in the next week or so to talk some Brahmas football.
He's pretty learned in the ways of the sports casting.
Dude, you can't say that about him.
Yeah,
I mean, we're trying to prop him up.
Like the Jim Rome of Encino Park.
Wow, wow. My team next year is going to be called the Encino Porkers.
Whoa.
And it's going to be the Pigs. They're going to be very, very, you know.
Mine are going to be the Mimosa Hill Country Brown Snakes.
Yes, or the Rump Wranglers.
All right.
So,
same thing.
You know, what's your favorite fantasy football league team name? And remember, you have to spell it a certain way so that the ESPN or Fox AI doesn't catch it and say it's rude. Because you can't have...
like this podcast.
Exactly, exactly. You can't have thick brisket, you know...
Wow.
Sausage swallowers. You can't do that.
The Dig Bicks.
Yeah. Exactly. You have to change the name a little bit. Hugh G. Rection.
Whoa.
You know, it's something like that. But anyway, so this the game starts at noon on Sunday, which is Easter Sunday.
I'm glad you got back onto that.
Let me raise this episode from the dead. March 31st would have the Brahmas against DC. At the Alamo Dome. Starts at high noon, so they're going to be...
Are there any predictions right now?
I predict that, let's see here, the tailgate starts, opens up at 8, so I predict by 9 a.m., me and Jason Leroy and Tim and DJ Renation are going to be about 7 beers in.
Okay, that's about 100%.
That's right.
Is there a prediction on who's going to win?
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani's going to win because you don't pay somebody $700 million and then kick him out of the league for betting, even if he was gambling. It was the interpreter. I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Oh,
that's
because
he was
a goon.
Yes, yes. My favorite goon is that guy who... Shohei Ohtani's translator. Here, translate this.
Stop. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls,
betting.
Tape recorder. Here we go. We are going to finish off this podcast because of my birthday, and I don't celebrate a birthday month, a birthday week. Today is my birthday.
You da, say da, it's da, your da, birthday.
Da. And da, I'm going to enjoy today, not tomorrow, where more cash and prizes come in. No, forget your birthday week.
Wow.
That irks me so much.
So you're saying
you know who you are.
So you're saying we're canceling the birthday party for the three brothers?
No.
Okay. Okay. But we're just celebrating just yours.
Yeah, I'm gonna go celebrate.
Where are you gonna celebrate?
I'm gonna go to the Texas Beer Co.
Dog Co.
Yeah, because they have Beer Co. They have Dog Co.
They got Food Co.
Uh huh. So let's go Co.
Let's get drunk Co.
They open up at 4 o'clock today. Wednesday, yes. Hours of operation are 4
p.m. to 12 a.m.
All right. Let's get on
out
there.
So we got 8 hours of power drinking.
Ooh.
So let's go over there. Find yourself a food truck. Find yourself some beers. And it's, like I said, it's 4322 Hyatt Place. It's right between, if you're on I-10 Access Road.
Swanky.
Between Huebner. Between a Wurzbach and
Huebner.
If you get off on the Huebner exit coming westboundage, you're going to take a right between County Line and Sea Island.
Huebner. Yes.
So if you get to County Line and Sea Island,
okay,
right between there. Drive it till you can't drive no more.
Yes. So when you see the island, drive there.
Yes. Ola Island Boy.
No Island Boy.
The Island Roy.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, dude. I just want to let y'all know next week, you've been waiting. You've been wanting it. It's been coming.
What?
Super Granny's Return of the Baddies coming next week.
No.
Oh, yeah, man. It's sponsored by, it's sponsored by Old Roy Dog Food. Could you understand that, dude?
No,
I understand. They're gonna have a commercial right before as well, sponsored by House of Hughes. They're gonna have a commercial coming up as well, and Super Granny's coming back.
No, I'm not coming back. I didn't go anywhere. Here I am, and then I'm over here, and then I'm. Oh, look at the drinks.
Hello,
oh, look
Granny.
At the peanut butter.
Put that down.
I'm caught in a trip. Ooh, blister! You take that bottle right there.
Super
you got a
Granny,
snack.
You
oh, yeah.
are diabetic. Put that down.
No, I didn't die in our barracks. I mean, I was in the barracks. Maybe I was bare-ass because it was my birthday. Remember that time we were having the birthday suit contest?
And we all remember that.
I lost because it just my knees were bruised. And I just, I don't remember anything. But until next time, I'll see you all next week with the new Super Granny episode. It's episode 311. So you come back, it's going to be with the boys and the men and the Bettys. Oh, like, I hate those Bettys. They always, in a way, try to drink and have a good time. Un pachanga grande con mi familia, and then all of a sudden it happened. I had to put my ripple down and fight these baddies, and I don't like that too much, Hito. Pero, but we'll see you, we'll catch you down the road. And happy birthday, Timmy. I'm gonna show you my birthday suit later, maybe. I don't know, but let's go show the dog food.
Yikes. Okay, bye bye.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Denver's.